in a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through on a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars, the no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load, and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. Tig, how you doing?
Not bad, Bull. Not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So tonight, we're going to talk about religious betrayal and a recent development. But first, let's talk about our stogies. What are you smoking, Tig?
Well, I got a Punch 2024 Dragon Fire. It's a Robusto 5x60 gauge. Yeah, it looks like a commie piece of crap, but I mean, it's to commemorate the Year of the Dragon, and it looked interesting, and it was a thick Maduro type, and I thought, I got to give it a try, because Punch usually puts out a really good cigar, so.
Nice. I like
Punch. And right now. Yeah, and right now it's pretty good. It's pretty
good. They had a Fu Manchu, like a Fu Manchu style cigar that had like a little fucking wispy piece of tobacco coming off the top. That was a pretty fucking good cigar. I bought a box of those. Those are really good.
You might want to try one of these.
That's a fat factor, huh?
Yeah, it's a fat one. It's a fatty.
That's like, I saw those advertised. I was looking at them. I was thinking, well, that wouldn't be too bad of a 10-pack or whatever, but.
Yeah. It's not a bad cigar. Well, Punch, they have good cigars, so, I mean, they hold their own pretty well.
Yeah. Cool.
So, what do you got there?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
What do you got there?
I got a 20. This is a 20 Akid.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I like pronouncing it Akid. Acid doesn't sound like a legitimate cigar name. I don't know. Maybe it is acid. I don't know. It's spelt like acid. But to me, I always was like, oh, let's just call it Akid, because that sounds more like something they would pronounce a cigar.
It's a cigar. And you can't go wrong with these fuckers, man.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're flavorful.
Yeah, it's got a nice little flavor tone to it, and the smoke is rich, and it's just a good smoke.
Can't go wrong with Drew Estate all the time, all day long, every day. Yeah.
Just good quality, and just you're going to get a good smoke. Although I did taste that one Drew Estate fucking cigar. It was like one of their lowest of the totem pole cigars. It was garbage. It was fucking, I wouldn't buy it again. I think I smoked it maybe a couple episodes back or some shit.
Oh, really?
Garbage.
Usually though, Drew Estate pretty much puts up.
Have you ever seen those factory smokes?
Oh yeah, the factory
garbage, man. Don't even waste your money.
Yeah, those are toss outs. That's just their bottom of the barrel, and you know, everybody's got their bottom of the barrel. Alec Bradley has their bottom of the barrel cigar too, and those are the ones you want to stay away from, because Drew Estate, you know, they put out consistently really, really good cigars. So you always want to stay, if you're going to have Drew Estate, you got to stay with the top of the line ones that they have. I mean,
but this is pretty fucking good, dude. I tell you, you know, go give this a whirl. It's a fucking good cigar, man. I'm really enjoying this one so far. I just lit her up, but just before we went on, but it's pretty good. It's going good with my Knob Creek fucking,
with bourbon,
old fashioned, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So, Tig, what about religious betrayal? Have you been fingered?
I have not been fingered.
Has your prostate been tickled?
No. Nah. But I'll tell you what, ladies, if you're into that,
he's taking requests.
Here's the thing. We have all heard the stories about all the priests and even Protestant reverends and stuff where they've, you know, molested children, abused children. I don't know what it is about these people. I mean, they must go mental or something down the road. Or, oh, yeah. You know, jeez. With the Catholic Church, the problem with the Catholic Church is all these priests, they have to take a vow of celibacy. So they can't have a normal relationship with a woman, a normal marriage, normal life. A lot of them get into it. The priesthood, there's like a brotherhood amongst priests. They get into it because they're homosexuals to begin with. But the fact of the matter is, when they're homosexuals, that it's one to be a homosexual, but hands off the boys, okay? For crying out loud, yeah, pedophiles.
Don't touch your kid.
So anyway, this particular priest, Father Riley, was out of a city called Dubuque in Iowa during the 80s, 84 to 86. Well, it just so happens that my eighth grade year is when he showed up to the parish, and I was going to Catholic school. My eighth grade year, I was finishing up my elementary, you know, getting ready to go on high school. And you know,
I got a confession. Oh, really? I went to that fucking for CCD classes. I went there, and I was also attending church there at the time. So I know who this fucker is, and you know, I didn't know what he was, but
he was an asshole. He was really, I
remember he was a strict fucker, and he was, you know, just a fucking cock.
He was just a creep, but I mean, we. Back then, we didn't associate him with being a sexual predator with boys and stuff. He was just an a-hole. And he certainly wouldn't have done nothing with me back then. I was the rowdiest kid in the class. In fact, I'm pretty sure at Resurrection School, nobody's ever held or broke my record of 85 detentions in 1 year. Nice. They wonder why I could never go out for sports. It was everything. I was always getting in trouble, and sometimes I just enjoyed getting in trouble. I tormented them teachers. I butted heads with the principal, who was a nun, and she was not a nice nun, and we butted heads all the time. But the priests, well, this Riley, he was a total jerk. And last time I went to see him was in a confessional in 85. I'd already been out of that school, and I went to, you know, to see confession because I was still living at home. I was actually a teenager, and my parents were strict Catholics. So you got to go to confession and go to church. Yeah. Except that Saturday I went to confession, and then I walked out of, I didn't bother going to mass afterwards, Catholic mass, because he was such a jack wagon to me in the confessional. I mean, he basically brushed off what I was saying to him. And gave me a stupid penance, and then criticized the fact that I wasn't wearing socks with my loafer shoes. I was like, you're an idiot. So I walked out.
I remember him. He kind of brushed off a lot of fucking people. You know, I was one of them. He brushed me off all the time.
He's just a grumpy person.
A fucking sourpuss, you know. Come on, dude. You're a man of the cloth, you know.
And so he ends up molesting boys. He ends up molesting like four or five of them. I think he's in trouble. Okay, he ended up leaving after a couple of years, and I'm pretty sure the Catholic Church itself knew what he was all about and got him the hell out of the state, far, far away from the state. So he ends up in Florida.
Yeah.
Now he ends up in Florida, and they just extradited him back to Dubuque, Iowa. He's going to be going on trial for molesting the boys way back when in the 80s. And I think he's in trouble for messing around with a boy when he was in Florida too. But the problem is they want to get him on multiple crimes that happened in the state of Iowa, you know, in the city of Dubuque. So I don't know if they nail him there. I guess Florida is basically just going to be justified with the one or two cases there and say, well, okay, he's getting his punishment due. But, I don't know, but you know, that's not over, because naturally I'm sure these families are going to basically sue the Catholic Church in a civil suit and probably get tons of money over it. But there was one man, and I'm not going to mention his name for the sake of the fact of, you know, I have not talked to him personally, but he had testified that, that he had been molested in Dubuque, Iowa in the 80s by Riley. And so they kind of, at the time brushed it off, and basically they, you know, didn't take him seriously. But then a few others have been coming out since then. And here's the thing. It's pretty sad that men of the cloth that are supposed to be holy, that basically you should be able to trust. They're supposed to be the good guys. They're supposed to be protecting souls, bringing souls closer to Christ. They're supposed to be holy, and they're supposed to be people you can send your kids to and feel that your kids are protected by these guys. And instead, they end up being predators, pedophiles, sick people. And whether it's a mental illness or not, it doesn't matter. To me, this guy, for instance, you know, he should be going to prison, and you know what they do to those kind in prison.
Yeah.
So he'll get his punishment due. And then in the afterlife, then he's got to face God Almighty in judgment. And basically, I just wouldn't want to be him.
Yeah.
You had one job to do on earth, fella. And instead, what you did was you hurt children. Yeah. You hurt children. And there is a biblical mention where Christ says, hey, anybody that harms a hair on the head of these children, it's better you had a millstone tied around your neck, basically, and thrown into the lake, you know. So it's not pretty. I mean, if of all the sins you can commit in this world, we commit many of them, and of all, and especially if you're a man of the cloth, if you're actually, your job is working for Jesus Christ, your job is working for God to protect people and bring them closer to God. And then you do this to a kid of all things. Ah, man, I'll tell you what, man, I'd be awful afraid what's going to happen to me when I'm dead.
I just heard a recent podcast with Roseanne Barr, and she, you know, she reads the Bible pretty hard, and she was raised by a really heavily, religious family. And, you know, that was the one thing she said. She's like, man, in the Bible, it says, you know, don't harm fucking children. You know, you will be judged. You know, that's your deal.
Out of all the, sins, gosh, that's got to be, I mean, molesting children. I mean, because, you know, in the Bible and in teachings and stuff, it's always referring to various sins and stuff like that. And, you know, how the perverts are going to go to hell and all that stuff. Yeah. But there's a line to be drawn here, because, you know, we all sin the same. I mean, we all have our sexual sins that are basically the same, but the problem is our sexual sins are generally consented. Okay. Right. Now, when you're going after an innocent child, when you're going after a kid that, you know, they're still innocent and, you know, they're
not consenting to this. So it's
like, they're not consenting.
It's against everything, you know,
and it's going to scar them for life, probably, you know, to harm a kid like that. Now, you know, physical abuse is one thing, but boy, scarring like that, like a sexual molestation, that's something that sticks with you for life. You can get over getting an ass whipping. You can get over getting whipped with a stick or smacked around like what the nuns used to do with rulers on us. But, you know, you get over that. You joke about it later on in life. But this is no joking matter. This is a scar that lasts mentally with you for the rest of your life when you're molested as a child. And when these fellas have one job to do, and that's to actually be good and protect children and teach them well and be good role models to children. And then that's what you do to them. That is so taboo, man. I don't feel a bit sorry for them, but I mean, I'm saying is, how do they not know, being men of the cloth, that, this is the worst possible thing I can ever do. You know,
They fucking know, man. It's just fucking bad judgment call.
Sometimes I think they're just fucking lazy and they just go to school and want to go into the priesthood just so that they can basically do an easy job and just float through life and then be sick people to
just kind of taking a step back and looking at the Catholic fucking religion in itself, you know, where the fucking priest cannot have, you know, take a wife. That's the sick part right there, you know.
And we were saying that before the show.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think it's nothing to blame but the fucking religion itself. And to me, I think religion's poison, but, you know, that's just my... Well,
organized religion.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd rather have that personal relationship with Jesus, and that's my deal with the God, I believe.
Not to make a big sermon out of it, but Christ himself, he didn't like organized religion of that day. I mean, organized religion like the Pharisees, he basically called them brood of vipers. He did not like them. He didn't like organized religion.
We said that on a podcast earlier, probably about 20 or maybe 20 episodes ago. We were saying the brood of vipers is probably one of the fucking worst things you could ever say.
In
that time, you know, because that was probably one of the worst things you could ever say about.
Yeah, anybody. you were venomous. You were calling someone venomous. You were calling them poison. Right. And the thing is, and he knew back then, Christ knew back then that the organized religion of that day were basically, you know, just they weren't about the spirit. They weren't about spirituality. They weren't about goodness. That's why Jesus preached love and taking care of people and stuff like that. That was his whole essence, the relationship with Christ. And that's what the sad thing about it is, a lot of people that are so, whether they're atheist, agnostic, or they don't believe in God, it's because a lot of these people, not all of them, but some of them, are because organized religion destroyed them. Destroyed their thought, their process of wanting to believe in a God. Because a lot of people say, and they'll say this about the priests, how can a loving God allow a priest to do this to a child? That's the first thing I bet comes out of their mouths.
Right.
And
it's not the God's, you know, it's not our God's, you know, it's not Jesus' fault. It's the fucking person, you know?
Yeah. It's
the, it always people, goes back to the person. It's nothing to do with Jesus.
He gave people free will. And he said that, you know, in the end, you'll be judged by what you've done. And, you know, if you do bad, if you do something like this to a child, I'm sure they're going to get punished.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we might not see it. We might not get to see it now or anything like that. But the whole thing is, organized religion is crap. It's like, it's about as bad as Congress. Okay. It's about when things get too big, it becomes about money and control. And the Catholic Church, of all things, they've done a lot of, over the years, they've taken things out of the Bible, created man-made rules that had nothing to do with the Bible said. They actually altered the commandments too. They actually did. If you look at the original commandments and then the way the Catholic Church altered it, you know, just because they wanted, you know. And the atrocities that they have committed in the history of that church. Now, Seventh-day Adventists and certain other denominations, they believe the Catholic Church, the papacy, is actually the Antichrist itself. They believe that the Catholic Church is evil. And, you know, the Catholic Church is a hierarchy and has a lot of, over the years, has had a lot of power and influence over politicians and stuff. And so, you know, it has nothing to do with the teachings of Christ, these organized religions and stuff. And here's the thing. This is what ticked me off, too. A certain church I used to go to, I used to attend service to during COVID. Right. They used to preach. This church used to preach, obey God's laws, not the laws of man. Obey God, not man. Okay. Right. But what did they do during the COVID shutdowns? They obeyed the government. See, and that had to do with money and the tax exemption and all that crap. Okay. So yeah, then they shut down. And then when they opened back up, a lot of them made people wear masks in church. Oh, well, okay. I guess how little of faith you have. You're making people wear masks. Why? Because you're afraid of disease. If you had enough faith in God, then surely you're not going to get sick by going into his church for worship, are you? Because, right. I mean, I used to preach that during COVID. I said to them, faith over fear. Faith over fear. I'm not afraid of wearing a mask. I think it's a bunch of, it's a hoax. Why are you people afraid? Why are you wearing masks? Your religion, your belief in God must not be that strong if you're so afraid that you're going to bow down to the government and that you're going to wear masks and lose your freedoms and everything else. And then of all things, take a kill shot. Okay. You know, right. At least I don't, I think they're Jehovah's Witness. They're more like, I think they're more like a cult. I don't agree with their religion at all. I think it's way off base, way far out there, but at least they have the guts to say, we don't believe in taking stuff into our skin like that. We don't believe in taking shots and stuff. So, you know, there's something to be said about that too, but
I mean, that's what Seventh Day Adventist is that what you're saying?
No, the Jehovah's don't believe in blood transfusions and needles and stuff like that and taking shots like that and stuff. So that's the only thing about the only thing I probably would have agreed with them during COVID was the fact that they resisted the taking the COVID shot, you know? So, but that's the whole thing about religion though, is the organized religion. It's come down to kind of like control basically. And many of these religions, they only have worship on Sundays. Well, okay. Sundays. Okay. Sunday is not the Sabbath day. And there's nowhere in the Bible that ever dismissed the Sabbath day as no longer being a day of worship. See, the Catholic Church created that day of worship being on Sunday. And then all these other denominations, Protestant and such, they followed suit with it. Well, I got news for them, people. Sunday was created as a day of worship at the time back in the days where the Romans were killing and persecuting people, Christians, right? And right. So, in order for the Christians to exist and worship, they made a compromise. They compromised their belief system with the Roman Empire by saying, okay, we're going to worship on the same day that you worship, which is Sunday, which is the day of the Roman sun god, which is a pagan god. So they decided to do that. And down the road, people started worshiping on Sunday. Well, you're not worshiping on the Sabbath day then. You're worshiping on Sunday, which is the first day of the week, not the last day of the week. And Sunday is also a pagan god known as the sun god. So if you think you're worshiping, I'm sure people mean well, but why are you worshiping your Christian God? Why are you worshiping Christ? Yehusha is the proper term for him. Why are you worshiping him at the same time of the day of the sun god, a pagan god? It's kind of like you're giving him,
well, you know,
the same pedestal. The same pedestal. Back,
wasn't there 13 months originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the calendar. So we're not in the right calendar, to be honest. The
calendar's all screwed up. In fact, now they're saying that Christ was born in April. I thought he was born in fall, but they're saying April. Regardless, he wasn't born on the 25th of December. He wasn't born in the winter because the shepherds weren't out in the fields at that time. And so what they did, they created this 25th day of worship, of celebrating the birthday of Christ, because basically it was the winter solstice and they wanted to counter the pagans' winter solstice by having a day to celebrate the birth of Christ. And then the corporations of the world, they take it. The reason why the government allows the birth of Christmas and recognizes Christmas, not because they care about the birth of Christ. It's because it's a big day where, you know, people, the corporations make money off of it. They make tons of money off of Christmas gifts and stuff. It's a big productive, materialistic time of the year where people buy, you know.
Well, why would they worship like Santa Claus all dressed in red and white, I don't know. So
Christians putting up a Christmas tree,
a Christmas tree is on top of it, you know.
which is basically idolatry. It's a pagan worship, decorating and stuff like that. I never have a Christmas tree. If I have a little tree that's lit up all the time, that's in my house. It's like a white birch tree, and I hang little things on it, but it's decorative tree. It's not a Christmas tree. It's up all year round. I mean, as far as Christmas decorations, I refuse to put them up. I refuse to even really, the only time I celebrate Christmas is I go to my parents' house, because they've believed since day one. It's been a tradition, but I've told my parents before, I don't believe Christ was born on 25th, and I don't believe in celebrating Christmas on the 25th. It's just another day. It's not the day of the birth of Christ. And so organized religion has done nothing but give lies and distract and control and brainwash and just totally distort everything. I think it's high time, if people want to believe in Christ, start saying these organized religions, you aren't about Christ, and you're celebrating days you shouldn't be celebrating. Even Easter Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We celebrate Christ who rose on the third day. Why do we need to celebrate the fact he rose on the third day after dying, when after he rose, he rose from the dead, he went back up in heaven. He's alive, folks. We don't have to celebrate him rising from the dead every year on Easter Sunday, which is actually Ishtar, which is another pagan god, which is another pagan celebration.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing here? I mean, we've been pretty much lied to and been taught falsehoods since birth.
Right.
You know, I would say to people, I always did say to people, you know, and I got criticized for this, because back in the day, I actually taught religious education. I taught CCD. I taught kids that their families decided to.
Did you tell them the truth, or did you tell them what they wanted, what they wanted you to teach them?
I kind of got in trouble and kind of got dismissed and not called back to teach again, because they overheard me teaching, and then they didn't like the fact that I wasn't really teaching a whole lot of catechism, because some of the catechisms I just disagreed with. And these were kids that their parents had to convert, or for some reason converted to Catholicism. God, I don't know why anybody would want to convert to Catholicism. It should be the other way around. You convert to real Christianity, you know.
Right. I did. I was like, fuck this.
So I'm teaching these kids, and they're impressionable and they're smart. They know what's going on. And I teach them, you know, the Catholics want you to learn all these different prayers, including Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And I said, children, Jesus in our Bible here told his apostles exactly how to pray. And what he did was he gave us the Our Father. That's the standard prayer. If you're not talking to Christ like you'd talk to anybody, which is how you should when you want to ask for help or you want to thank him for something, when you're not doing that, and if you want to do a recited prayer, then the only one recited prayer that was taught in the Bible was basically taught by Christ himself, and that was the Our Father. And it's actually said that that the book of Psalms, that Christ read the book of Psalms in a form of prayer. So, and that's, some of those Psalms are kind of like a prayer. So I taught the kids, you know, let's keep it simple here, because Christ would want you to keep it simple. That's all he cares about, is simplicity and having the faith of a child. So if you don't know what to say to God in a prayer, then just say the Our Father. You don't have to memorize all these other prayers that are made up prayers. And then I also told them too, and Catholics get really mad at me. So does my mom. But okay, Peter, remember St. Peter? Okay, when Christ said, on this rock you shall build my church, he didn't mean build a physical church the Catholic Church. And to this day, the Catholics claim Peter was the first Catholic pope. He was not, because I hate to break this to you, but Peter and those saints, those apostles, were long dead well before the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, was ever established. So how can he be the Pope if he wasn't even around when the Roman Catholic Church was established? So I think people need to do is get back to the basics and say some of these organized religions and what we've been taught is not correct. And what we need to do is get back to actually reading the Bible and seeing what it says. Now, people can say, oh, well, it's been through many, many thousands of different translations and stuff like that. But, you know, there's a lot of truth because a lot of those prophecies that were written are still to this day coming true. So even though some of it might have been distorted along the ways, it's still a basically a good, especially the New Testament, is a good Bible to go after instead of listening to all these other different ways of interpreting things, because
right.
The relationship is between you and God, you and Christ, and other interpretations don't make a difference because you have that relationship with God. It's just like if I have a relationship with my parents, other people aren't going to have the same relationship with my parents as I do, right? Same thing.
Right.
So we've been led astray by these organized churches, and especially these so-called men of the cloth that have become pedophiles. That's about as evil as evil can get. And right. All they do is they give Christ a bad name, and he ain't to blame. You
know, honestly, it's not of Christ.
It's not.
They need to prey on children. It's not of Christ, period. You know, it's that's
evil.
Whole fucking deal.
Evil and demonic as evil and demonic can be.
Right. So, Tig, what about your stogie? How's that smoking?
I had to relight it.
I know. That's why I was going to ask him, like, what's
flapping my jaws too much. It's a thick cigar, so I can't really talk with it in my mouth because it's.
I'll tell you what, get yourself one of these. You're going to enjoy it. It's a fucking good smoke.
This one here is pretty good, but as you get halfway down, it loses a little bit of its oomph to it. Not as bad as that last Project 40 that I smoked by Alec Bradley. That was pretty bad. I mean, that wasn't. This one's pretty good, but I mean.
I forewarned you on that one. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that was a dog. That was a fucking dog. But yeah.
This one's all right.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Punch. I mean, even though it's got a commie band on it, but it's still a fucking commie band. But
well, there was a thick Maduro band, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna try it. It says 2024 on it, so you know, it's interesting. You know,
have you ever thought, okay? So we got a 13-year calendar. What year is it really?
Don't know.
Nobody knows. You know, it's just like, you know, ever since the 1920s, we've been kind of, our history has been changed so much that we haven't been taught what was really out there, you know?
And I hate the fact that we have time too. I hate time.
Yeah, and you know, with this recent TikTok ban, you know, and I'm really kind of, you know, it's not sitting well with me because
I hate it.
Number one, I think, you know, they're just trying to suppress history, and that's exactly what they're fucking doing. Yeah.
They're lying. The politicians are lying about it. The government, you know, powers that be are lying. In the
same respects, I'm not saying everything you see on TikTok is the truth. But I think there is a lot of truth in everything, you know.
There's more truth on TikTok than the politicians and the mainstream media feed you. And that's what bothers them the most.
And even in our own history books, you know, like I said, in the 1920s, you know, that's kind of when everything kind of went south. Rockefellers decided that, you know, we don't need to be taught what was actually the truth.
It's a new world order. They're trying to erase history, and how better to do it? Well, you got to get rid of TikTok because there's a lot of historical stuff going on TikTok, a lot of reality, like how with our technology that we have today, how is it that we didn't have shit for technology back in the day? And yet they're discovering that back like in the 1800s, they had like electric vehicles and stuff.
Well, not only that, but they had the ether.
Yeah.
another whole fucking animal that nobody knows a whole lot about, except that it was free for everybody. There was no money to be made by the fucking, you know, the people that want to keep us in chains.
Yeah. It's TikTok. They keep saying they're using justification by saying, oh, it's the Chinese, they're spying, they're using it to steal your information and stuff. You know what?
But they're stealing our information from other sources. You know, you got Temu, you got fucking Wish.
The Chinese have already stole as much as they can steal. Our government has allowed it. Our government's making deals with China all the time. They've allowed us to infiltrate. They allowed a spy balloon. They've allowed us, the Chinese, to buy up our land and share our grids. How much worse can it get? They're the assholes.
And they've even sold power stations to the fucking Chinese. So, you know, they own some of our fucking power.
They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites for criticizing TikTok, because these guys, these politicians, our government has done more damage to give our secrets to China than any online source could do.
Right.
You know, and they've allowed, they all have, every major city in the United States has a sister city, what they call a sister city from China. And you mean to tell me that the sister cities, the Chinese cities that aren't run by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, you mean to tell me that they're not making deals with these cities in the United States? Because tell me, too, like our city for once, Bull, our city for years and years has allowed Chinese students to come over here and go to college. And you mean to tell me that they ain't going to go back there and have to tell the Chinese government everything they heard and everything they seen over here? They're spies. They send these students over here to be spies all the time.
And you know, the funny thing is, Tig, you and I mean, we both been around, you know, our city, and we don't ever see these fuckers. We never, ever see any Chinese people.
They're sneaky.
They're sneaky little fuckers, man. They're just hiding. They're just hiding.
I met one.
You know, they only know very little about us. So, you know, I mean, you know, if they think they're getting away with a lot, they're not. So.
Well, here's the thing. The government keeps trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. Don't give them up, folks, because we're going to need them. Because I don't trust the Chinese. I don't trust our government. I especially don't trust our government. Yeah. And I don't trust all the foreigners that are letting over here scot-free. So.
Yeah. Shit's going to hit the fan eventually.
But yeah, TikTok gives a lot of truth too. And it gives a lot of Christian truth. It gives a lot of historical truth. It gives a lot of truth about the New World Order agenda, which a New World Order agenda is actually biblically based too.
Yeah,
it's all prophesized. What's happening right now is all coming to light. If anybody wants to read the second letter of Timothy in the New Testament, and talks about what the days are going to be like towards the end, and it hits a nail right on the head. It's like what it describes in the second letter of Timothy. What it describes the latter days are going to be like before the end times is actually going on today. The people are the same as they've described they would be.
Right.
You know? So, I mean,
I'll tell you. Yeah, something else, I'll tell you. Fuck, you know, it's just like, you know, we're kind of touching on a lot of things that are kind of a little bit outside of the box, you know, And, you know, it's funny how it comes full circle, because, I mean, a lot of our episodes in the past, they're really kind of coming full circle. I don't know. I mean, I've seen a couple of them kind of come to fruition that after we spoke about them, it's like, you know, then we got other people talking about it, you know, a couple of weeks later. It's like
people with major podcasts and news shows. Yeah.
We're nothing. We're a couple dink dongs.
Yeah, you know? We're nothing, but they're talking about stuff after the fact that we've already brought it up and talked about it. It's like we're more cutting edge than they are, but yet they got the big bucks and they got the big production. You know, I would say this, man. I don't think Joe Rogan's got anything on us.
Oh, hell yeah. No. His show's actually weak. When, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that totally 100% because he's got 11 million followers.
He's got the guests. That's why. He's got the guests.
Yeah, you know, he gets the guests, but what the fuck? I mean, half of them, you know, I try to listen to him and I just get bored. I fall asleep. Yeah. You know, it's just like, and I listen to different podcasts because I like to see what's out there. And, you know, hey, if there's something we can pick up off of it and use it in our program, I'll, you know, hell yeah. Yeah. No, but
well, we all steal from each other, I'm sure.
Exactly, to some degree, but you know, yeah. We try not to repeat, you know, as much as we can. But
well, I usually put out their cutting edge stuff that they don't have the balls to talk about, you know,
or they just don't want to go down that road, you know.
For years, nobody wanted to say the word New World Order, right? Right.
That was taboo.
Oh, I was taboo. Even a couple of years ago when I ran for city council, and the local shit show of a paper, the local biased media, they tried to discredit me by mentioning something that I said about New World Order.
Yeah, like Mark Doodle, you know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And people are going to look back on it if they remembered. They're going to look back on it and say, well, hey, this guy was... He was saying stuff that really is actually, right. You know, the truth. And that's what I always say to people. I was like, well, I speak the truth, and you can sit there and ask me where my sources are coming. What's your source? What's your proof?
Yeah.
And I just say, prove me wrong. Remember what I said. And then we'll look down the road and see if it happens. See if what I said was actually spot on. You know, I'm not saying I'm right all the time, but I don't say things to make myself look bad, and I don't say things
to try to make yourself look good. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I speak the truth. I'm trying to spread a message to wake people up. That's it.
Hey, did you hear what state was that came out with said no more fucking chemtrails? Who I'm just gonna kind of diverge off of this a little bit.
I just found that out
a little bit.
Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, they passed a new law banning chemtrails within the state. Remember, you folks that said that there's no such thing as chemtrails and they're just comtrails coming out of the exhaust of a plane. Well, guess what? If a state like Tennessee bans the use of chemtrails, it's a real thing, folks. And we've been talking about it. I've been talking about it forever. Before this podcast, and you know what, folks, I told you so.
Hey, Tig, you know, you get up pretty fucking early. You're up like at 4 a.m. When you go outside, do you see chemtrails?
All the time.
Yeah, they're spraying these motherfuckers earlier and earlier, you know, in the day, so that the fucking clouds will, you know, start, you know, right before the sun comes up. You got cloudy skies every fucking morning, man.
Well, cloud seeding is what they're doing now. Here's the thing too, folks. I wouldn't trust the rain and the snow that we got this year. The last snowfall we got, I didn't want to say it to people because they, you know, they give me that you're out of your mind look, but I've been around for a while, and Bull and I, we served in the infantry. So we had to deal with all kinds of weather. We were outside all the time. Yeah. This last snowfall we had this year did not seem right to me.
No, it didn't pass the smell test.
It didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. It was melting a lot faster than it should have.
No, actually, Tig, you know, if you were to make a snowball with that shit, you could put that snowball outside and it wouldn't melt. It would sit in your fucking yard forever. That little compressed snowball that you made. I put one on my fucking patio just to watch to see if it would melt. It sat there and did not fucking melt. I'm not shitting you. It was not like snow, because snow would have fucking eventually just melted and disappeared. This fucking thing was hard for the longest fucking time. I'm like, what the fuck? What is wrong with this shit?
The rain isn't right either. I've been catching rain in a clear cup, and it's not. I've been analyzing it.
Rain, we got like, it looks like salt spots on your fucking vehicle.
It's getting acidic. It's chemical rain is what it is. And that's
got a lot of aluminum chemicals too. It's got a lot of aluminum in it.
Well, we're looking at what I said on a Facebook discussion. What we're looking at with these chemtrails is they're altering the weather with it, but not only that, they're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the rain. They're poisoning the ground. This is like a soft, modern form of Agent Orange that they used over in Vietnam.
It's a light.
Not as harsh. No, it's not nearly as harsh. But we're going to find out one day, all of a sudden, crops aren't coming up like they used to as well. Crops are dying. Stuff is dying.
Bees. I think the real thing is they're getting to the bees. I think that's the real, you know.
You kill the bees.
Yeah.
You wipe out humanity.
And I think that's what they're fucking doing. They're trying to kill off the bee population so that, you know, our crops cannot be pollinated. And
that's their psychopaths.
Ourselves, man.
They're psychopaths because they're not going to have a world left to rule over. And their whole big thing is control and using people as slaves. And they're not going to have anybody to rule over by the time they get done.
And they can have nobody to fund their fucking deals, you know, if everybody's dead by then, you know.
Well, they're poisoning us in the air with the chemtrails, but, you know, they're also poisoning us in our food, our drinks, and everything. Yeah, everything. So water, especially shit.
Fuck yeah!
Don't drink your city water, folks, because that's got fluoride in it. It's also got some fluoride in it.
Actually, gone deteriorated.
Yeah, our water smells like bleach once in a while coming out of the faucet. Yeah. You want to drink that, folks?
I filter my water, so it's just like, you know, I don't know because I filter it. So
yeah. I got one of those hydro things where I can pour bottled water into it and turn it on and it gets rid of anything. I mean, it gives you clean, fresh water. Yeah. So healthy water. So, but yeah, they're just, you know, they're poisoning us. And, you know, remember last summer, folks, the air was really dense and thick and it wasn't breathable. And they blamed it on all the fires from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't from fires. We've always had forest fires all over the planet. Right. That wasn't from fires, folks. That wasn't from fires at all. And it's probably going to come back this summer, too, with the heat and stuff. They're gonna do their little thing. Yeah. You know, they use direct energy weapons to... They use direct energy weapons to start those fires. Don't kid yourselves, folks. We got sophisticated weaponry, lasers that they can use to just fry everything.
Yeah. So, not only that, but HAARP, you know, that's another form of weather modification.
Well, then the government lied about the HAARP thing and said, oh, well, we discontinued it.
Yeah. It's not
we discontinued it and we sold it to a university. I think it was Wyoming, but you know what they did? Yeah, they sold it to a university, but then they made a deal with the university saying, yeah, you can use it for research, but we're still going to use it too.
But what I understand there, Tig, is that they moved a lot of this shit down to fucking the Antarctic because they know nobody fucking can go there, so they can get away with anything they want to fucking do down in the Antarctic.
That's why you're limited as to how far they can go in the Antarctica. There's a lot of secrets beyond that Antarctica. Especially beyond the wall, the ice wall. So, and that's not conspiracy theory anymore, folks. There's some stuff. There's some real deep, deep secrets that we're not aware of that the world powers are.
And speaking of TikTok, you know, I've been seeing video after video of them saying, you know, of interviews with pilots and, you know, people say, you know, hey, what is the world? Is it flat or is it round? And pilots will look at them and they'll just like straight face, it's flat. Take it for what it's worth, people. I'm not sure what to believe.
Ask NASA, because all those images of NASA of have you noticed they do all these images of the Earth, and it seems like it changes all the time, and it's like you look at it, it's like that's just a created picture. They're just creating a picture. It's like Hollywood for them.
It's never the same size, you know, like when they show the states and shit, you know, or not the states, but the continents, they're not the fucking same size every time when they show a globe, you know. It's just like, what the fuck do you believe in?
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't believe anything NASA says. I don't believe anything the government says. I don't believe in any of that shit. And I some of it's insignificant because it's not going to matter.
Right.
But the fact of it's the fact they're not telling us the truth. And why? Why aren't they telling us the truth?
Exactly.
Is there something that they know that they don't want people to find out? That's what I'm concerned with. Right. And you know, I kind of think it's funny these arguments between flat earth and round earth and globe earth. I'm like, what difference is it going to make why some of these people get in fights over it? Why are you fighting over whether something's round or flat? That's just ridiculous.
Right.
All right. Let someone
believe in what they want to believe. Yeah.
Yeah. So what difference does it make? One day we might find out what the difference is, why it is what it is, but you know,
so Tig, 2A, there's some recent developments. What did you come across there? I didn't have the whole scope of everything, but
let me give you the good, the bad, and the ugly here. The good news is the Biden regime got shot down unanimously by Congress. Yeah. See, the Biden regime wanted to block government funding for school shooting courses such as hunter safety courses and archery.
Right.
The House voted against it unanimously. And why not? Because you see, the Biden regime wanted to defund this stuff, and for what? To control? Because in half the House there, their families and them were brought up on hunting and archery, and you know, those things, you know, this is Biden regime, and this is an idiot that said, oh, he doesn't want to take away your Second Amendment rights. Really? He's been doing it ever since he started.
Diaper wearing motherfucker, man. He's so stupid. He's fucking, anybody following that fucker is a traitor.
So you don't now what it was is they don't want kids to learn how to hunt to provide for themselves when they destroy our food sources, and maybe one day families have to hunt again. You know, I don't know, but at least they knocked it down unanimously in the House. That's one thing they did right.
Because I remember in high school, I took, I took hunter safety and all that shit. I took it every year possible. I always took it because, you know, my dad was a hunter, and he taught me, you know, how to handle a weapon at a very young age. And
kids learn how to respect those weapons. Then they learn how to respect the weapons.
Right.
You know, they know what it does. They learn what it does.
And they know what the consequences of mishandling it is. You know, I mean, that's the whole idea behind this, is the consequences of mishandling a firearm.
Yeah. So but then, the governor, the Democratic governor in Maine, she signed off on an expansion of anti-gun laws again, violating the Second Amendment. You know,
Amendment violations. Yep.
Yeah, and
with it, you know, I mean, it's worthy of explaining which states are involved with this, so people know and are aware. But you know, in the reality of it, it just doesn't fucking matter.
And a big fuck you goes out to those thugs, those government thugs known as the ATF, once again.
Fuck yes, fuck off.
See, once upon a time, they decided they wanted to control what kind of firearms people had. And so what they basically said was, if you have a barreled rifle that's under 16 inches, that's considered a short-barreled rifle, and you have to get a special tax stamp, which costs $200, and then you have to have it registered with the ATF, you know, so they can watch you and control you and stuff like that. Big Second Amendment violation. It's extortion also. Big Second Amendment. But then what happened was there was a little argument over it, because there's the 10 inch barrels that a lot of them, 10 and a half inch barrels that a lot of people are using with their ARs. Was considered a pistol, not a rifle. And a pistol is a little different than a rifle. Now, a short-barreled rifle, now you can't, there's that line, right? There's that line between what's a pistol and what's a short-barreled rifle. And what made the short-barreled rifle become a pistol was anything under 16-inch barrel when you had, instead of a rifle stock, you had a rifle, not a rifle, but a pistol brace put on it instead of the stock. Well, the ATF tried to ban that. And I believe it was Wyoming that started a lawsuit against that, citing that that was a violation of the Second Amendment. And there's some AR gun enthusiasts that actually have a disability where they need a pistol brace on the stock of their weapon to strap it to their arm so they can fire right. it. And they need a shorter barrel so they can control it with their arm because one arm's disabled or whatnot. So right. now that got frozen. So now the ATF couldn't ban the pistol brace because of the lawsuit. And so now the ATF came back and basically said, oh, we're right and you're wrong, like a bunch of big babies. They cited that the courts were wrong in their decision and that, and they want to try to appeal it because they think the courts are wrong. ATF, you bunch of thugs, half of you don't even know anything about firearms compared to half the firearm owners in this country, especially the vets. And then to top it off, you're nothing but a bunch of government thugs. Controlled
non-government folks. I mean, they're kind of non-governmental, you know.
Well, they're working for the government because the government is corrupt. The government wants to take away our firearms in any which way they can. Just about every single politician. And you see, because they don't like the big bad AR, which right. does not mean assault rifle, folks. It's
right.
stands for Armalite rifle. Right. Armalite rifle doesn't stand for. You can use any weapon as an assault weapon. Folks, anything can be used as an assault weapon. That's just a political thing to make it sound bad. Right. Okay. So the ATF, they're a bunch of thugs. They've proven they have a history of being thugs. They have a history of being tyrants, and they really have no authority. They should have never been created in the first place as an agency. They have no authority. They're not legislators. They can't make up laws. And right. they've been given authority by a corrupt government to be able to call the shots.
Nor did they even give us, you know, the rights to have a weapon. So why should they be able to dictate the law of the land because of, you know, who they are?
They can't take away our constitutional Second Amendment rights when they never gave it to us in the first place. And you've got the ATF, which, like I said, we never voted for them. We never consented to that agency, and they're not even legislators. We vote for our legislators.
Right.
All right. They don't have a right, a constitutional right, to actually make up firearm laws. They don't have a constitutional right to arrest anybody in violation of their Second Amendment rights. They can't, they technically, legally, and constitutionally do not have a right to come into your home and arrest you because your rifle is 1 inch under 16 inches in length. They don't have that right. And and people need to rise up against these guys. People need to rise up. Gun owners everywhere need to rise up, and they need to protest against the ATF, and they need to call for disbandment of the ATF.
And, you know, it's like what I told you before, Tig, it's easy for them to attack or, you know, go after one person than it is to go after 1,000 people.
Yeah. And they usually raid homes with like 20 or 30 people. It takes 20 or 30, obviously. Yeah,
to go after one person.
Yeah. And one of these days, you know, ATF, they paid a big lesson in Waco, Texas back in the 90s because they tried to raid the compound and they got their asses kind of handed to them. Oh, and, yeah. You know, one of these days, some family members of the ATF are going to raid the wrong house and, you know, they may take down the person, but before they take down the person, some family members are going to get shot and killed, members of the ATF. Yeah. See, they're really endangering. It's a dangerous job, and you got to be a special kind of asshole to want to be in the ATF anyway, right. to take away somebody's Second Amendment rights and put your ass on the line. I mean,
then they're not conforming to the Constitution.
No,
they're not. It's going against the Constitution is what the ATF stands for.
And when you're an ATF member, and you know, this is not law enforcement, folks, because I'll tell you what, a lot of people respect cops. They respect police officers. They respect sheriff's department. they don't respect the ATF because they know the ATF is what they are. And they have no problem if the ATF raids their homes. They have no problem killing ATF members whatsoever. Even the good people of this country don't have a problem with it because they know the ATF is what it is. And it is a corrupt, unconstitutional, three-letter agency that really is unconstitutional, has no constitutional right whatsoever to create laws and arrest people in violation of their Second Amendment rights. And I think the people, the gun owners of America, need to start rising up, need to start protesting the fact of the existence of the ATF. And they need to, you know, they need to disband the ATF. And I think the courts need to stick up for the gun owners in America, because if the courts know anything about the Constitution, if they have any utter respect for it at all whatsoever anymore, then they would shut down anything the ATF deems a law that is an unconstitutional anti-Second Amendment law, especially like pistol braces, okay? Pistol braces for one, because what makes a shorter barrel any more different than a longer barrel? A longer barrel probably gives more accuracy sometimes in the long run. And what difference does it make if you got a pistol brace or a stock? See, that just shows the ignorance of the ATF right there, too. What are you afraid of, ATF? I mean, a rifle is a rifle. I mean, in our history, we've had more damage done by guys that have had a long rifle with a bolt action, a single shot bolt action that hid in long places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
took out people from a mile away. All right. So, you know, history will tell. There was a single bolt action that took out John F. Kennedy.
So, Tig, kind of getting off this subject a little bit, do you got any trending news?
Not much other than the news
hour here. So let's
not much other than the news I gave about the anti-Second Amendment news and stuff. Right. Except I will go over this much, and this is one piece of news here. Governor DeSantis of Florida. He's refusing to comply with the Biden order of Title 9, I guess it is. And it basically, he said he's going to fight back the Biden regime on this because it basically is undermining the rights of parents. And it's basically saying that states can't discriminate against trans children. And basically, a trans boy who decides he wants to be a girl can go into girls' bathrooms and play in the girls' sports. And we all know that's ridiculous and stupid. And I'm glad he's fighting back. I hope that DeSantis actually, anything that's unconstitutional or ridiculously stupid from this government, I hope he does use nullification of the state and say, we're not complying. We're not complying at all.
I hope other states fall in line too. Like, Kim, get your ass on board.
Yeah, Kim Reynolds, get your ass on board. Well, we know that the governor of Wisconsin won't because he's a dickhead leftist, but, And DeSantis over the weekend, I guess, met with Trump over this weekend to help Trump with his election. So I think it's good to see that DeSantis and Trump are getting along better now and putting aside their differences when they were running against each other. And it's good to see DeSantis supporting Trump and helping him out in his election.
Right.
And I know that he's going to need Trump's help for his reelection of governor, too. So this is one hand washing the other, of course. But the fact is, DeSantis is a pretty damn good governor, and he's pretty in line with the Constitution, and he did not comply with the COVID shutdowns and all that. So, you know, I'm glad to see DeSantis is getting on board with populism again, with, you know, siding with the Constitution and basically supporting Trump because, you know, we have too many rhinos. We have too many bad Republicans, very, very bad Republicans. Establishment, globalist, communist, treasonous Republicans.
Motherfuckers, right?
And so I like to see guys like DeSantis and Marjorie Taylor Greene and them, and Kristi Noem, governor of Dakota. I like to see them backing Trump and backing the populist movement and supporting the Constitution, because that's what we're going to need a lot of pretty soon here.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
all right. Well,
that's it.
That's it. So
nothing new, nothing more.
Yeah, the same old with the good old boys from Stars, Bars, and Cigars.
We're going to keep enforcing stuff that we're talking about because it needs to be reminded. Especially, absolutely, we need to hold our Second Amendment. We need to hold it for dear life. And we need to shut down the ATF, man, because they're no good. And they should know they're no good.
Right. And they do. They're just fucking sellouts, just like the rest of the cockroaches and government.
That's a perfect description. Sellout. Sellout tyrants.
All right. Well, go ahead and follow us on Rumble, where you can see our beautiful faces and see our beautiful podcast. Also follow us on Facebook. We're under Stars, Bars, and Cigars, where you'll see all of our latest episodes. And, you know, sometimes from time to time, we'll throw in a little bit of commentary and, throw up some memes that we think are interesting or intriguing or whatever. Also follow us on Getter and True Social under Tig Tigger and JT Bull, Jimmy the Bull. And with that, we're the fuck out of here. See ya.
Adios.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside, decide before time is all. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3. Out.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.